Radio KMAN, and it's the first Monday of May, which means we're talking Manhattan Parks and Recreation, and you may hear that.
Jonathan, don't hurt the little guy.
I'm not.
Uh-huh. Oh, we can hear him just fine.
He's so tiny. I don't know how tall he is. He's got to be...
What, 4 inches tall?
Something like that.
7-8 inches long? What is he, about 3 weeks?
He is. He's 3 to 4 weeks old. He's just a pound.
Look at me and my baby kitten knowledge.
He's a foster, and so he's been raised by one of our staff.
Okay, I'm coming over here in just a little bit, all right? And I'm going to steal the little guy for a little while, all right?
Perfect.
That way you are not distracted when you're talking. Okay. All right. Back to the show. Brandon.
Sure. Yeah, we have a packed house here in the studio. Obviously, Deb Watkins is here with a very furry little friend. We'll talk about him coming up. Sydney Baker's here with us, aquatic specialist here with Manhattan Parks and Rec. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
We also have Jonathan Mertz, Flint Hills Discovery Center Events Supervisor. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Zach Bayless, Supervisor for the Arts and Humanities Council, is here as well.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to start with Jonathan here in the program. They have a big event coming up this weekend at the Discovery Center.
I mean, it's outstaged here. this Saturday is the annual Flint Hills Festival at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. It's our largest single-day event at the Discovery Center. Last year, we had about 2,700 attendees. It's a great day, fun for the entire family with all sorts of activities and food trucks and games and, of course, our exhibits.
So, as you mentioned, big weekend here. There's a lot of stuff around that whole area. That whole plaza is just beautiful. And I saw that over the weekend, the new, the electric vehicle charging stations were introduced there as well.
Yes, Westar built new charging stations that are in our east parking lot. Westar was completely responsible for the construction and the maintenance, but it's a win-win situation for us because we are a gold certified LEED building, and this really matches well with our educating people about the environment and taking care of the Flint Hills.
And I understand that this weekend's festival, there will be people there kind of explaining how those work.
Yes, it's my understanding, too, that there will be a couple of representatives from Westar to talk about the new charging stations.
Very good. Talking a little bit more here about the weekend festivities here. This is an annual event. How long has it been going on?
This is our fifth year of the festival, and it's grown every year. It's really just a chance for families to come out and celebrate the Flint Hills and have fun. We're very excited. We have a bunch of food trucks that will be there. We have demonstrations from local artists and groups like the Woodturners and the Weavers and Spinners will be there doing demonstrations, other groups and organizations talking about things that you can do out in the Flint Hills. We'll have live music, bounce houses, demonstrations. We're getting ready for a new exhibit called Dream with Da Vinci, and that actually opens a week later, but we're doing a little teaser, and we will have Da Vinci's workshop. And I can't promise, but it's my understanding you'll be able to, practice with a mini catapult and different things that Da Vinci worked on. We will have archery and Ollie the Pig will be there. He was a big hit last year. And everything is included with admission.
Okay. And admission pretty reasonable here.
Yes, it's our regular admission rate that you would normally have when you come to see our exhibits. So in a way, everything at the festival is a bonus because you do get in to see our exhibits. It's $9 for adults, $7 for military, seniors, educators, and college students, $4 for children aged 2 through 17, and it's free for children under the age of 2. It's also free for our members. It's one of the great benefits of membership at the Discovery Center. And I would really encourage people, if they're considering becoming members and want to come to the festival, to stop by this week. We have so many people in on Saturday. Please come get your membership early so you can just go to any of our entrances on Saturday and you can beat the lines. And then you're set for the rest of the year and you can come to the Discovery Center and all of our other events like this and get discounts at our gift shop. Membership has its privileges. It's really a great benefit.
Very good. Anything else we should know here? It's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Anything else?
That's correct. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will be taking over. People are like, gosh, the Discovery Center's not that big. We take over all of Blue Earth Plaza, the park directly across the street from us. 3rd Street will be closed, and also the Colorado Drive and part of the East parking lot will be closed as we make space for all of this. And come early. I've of course started to check the weather forecast. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, high in the 60s and sunny. A perfect day for a festival and a start to Mother's Day weekend. Come on, bring mom and all the kids and have some fun.
Very good. And did you want something, Dave? I heard your mic turn on over there.
He's purring.
Yeah, Dave's occupied.
He's purring right now, so he likes Dave. Did you notice he stopped bawling?
Yes.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him? May have to turn the mic up like really, really loud.
Oh, I can hear the purring. Yes.
There.
Bye, very guys. Sweet.
Bye, guys. You go do your work. I'm busy.
I think let's talk a little bit about our furry guest, if you don't mind. I want to go to you next, Deb.
You bet. He has C-3PO, and he is 3 weeks old. He will be ready for adoption in about 4 weeks. He is currently with a foster. He is a single baby that was brought in that did not have a mama. So we've been bottle feeding every 3 hours, and he's absolutely doing great. We do have lots of bottle babies that we are needing fosters for. And so if you are interested in fostering or bottle feeding baby kittens, just give us a call and we can get you set up in our foster program. Right now we do have 8 kittens in foster care, and they just continue to come in.
Did you guys have your open house this past weekend?
We did.
That's what I thought. I didn't get out to it, but tell us what the results of that were.
Yeah, we adopted out 33 animals, which is almost half of our population. We're so excited. We had great, the community came in and we got to meet a lot of people and show off our new facility, the new things that we're doing, and, you know, with the staff, and we just really had a good time.
Very good. And obviously when you have a guest like C-3PO, is that's his
yes.
name? you see someone like that, and it just encourages somebody to want to adopt here. He's such a beautiful little creature there, and Dave's just cuddling him like a baby.
I think he's kind of hungry right now. He keeps kind of like searching for something that I don't have.
We still have 25 adult cats available for adoption and about 4 kittens. And then these babies will be coming available all the time. Every week we put new animals on the adoption floor.
You know, this is where radio really works, I feel. Oh, no. Even though you can't see him here, we'll have pictures on our Facebook page shortly. But just hearing the little sound.
He's trying to climb into my mouth. I know I got a big mouth, but my gosh. Yeah, I'll post something here with this little orange guy.
We also have 2 rabbits, 2 guinea pigs, and about 23 dogs available still.
Awesome. Well, that is good stuff. Well, it sounds like it was a successful weekend here, and as you mentioned, a lot of volunteer opportunities available as well at the shelter.
Yes.
And where are you guys located, just so everyone knows?
605 Levy Drive, open from 1 to 5:30 for adoptions. Come visit.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more here with Parks and Rec. We got a lot to get to here yet. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
She's not coming in yet to steal him away, is she? Okay, great. I'm not done.